You know that old saying, give a man a fish and he eats for a day, give him a fishing pole and he'll feed himself? Well, the Scandinavians take that wisdom a step beyond. Teach a man to cure a fish and he eats for a lifetime. If you want to know every which way to keep a fish delicious for months, even years, head to Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Finland. Those seas that surround them are their gold in the bank. Splendid Table contributor David Leet talked to Paul Lowe, a cookbook author, lifestyle guru, and magazine publisher. He's affectionately known as Sweet Paul.
Paul, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So in Norway, where you're from, it seems as if there is this national imperative of ye must preserve fish. So where does this come from? What's the practicality behind this? What is the tradition and heritage behind this?
Well, you got to remember that we were used to be a very poor country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's before we struck oil, and now we're like one of the richest countries in the world. And fish was a very important food source for us. And, you know, in order to ship that fish, you know, further into the country,
mm-hmm.
We had to come up with ways to preserve it.
Okay.
So, you know, it was smoking and salting and pickling and all kinds of things. So it became something very important for us.
So in your book and your magazines, you talk about four basic ways, which is curing, smoking, salting, and drying.
Yes.
And you also say in your book that your grandmother, whom you call Mormor,
mm-hmm.
Mormor, used to make gravlax with aquavit.
Yes.
Now, can you, that's a marvelous dish. Can you just take us through that process of what it's like?
Well, she was actually very famous for her gravlax.
Really?
Yes. She would use two big sides of salmon,
mm-hmm.
skin on, and then she would make this mixture of equally amounts of sugar and salt, and there was tons of dill, there was grated lemon zest, there was red peppercorns, and then she would pack this on top of one of the sides of salmon, and she would put the other one on top,
mm-hmm.
and then she would drizzle it with aquavit.
Interesting.
And then she would press it and put it into the fridge.
And what did she press it with?
She would just use like what they call, like building blocks, like
cinder blocks?
Yes, exactly.
Ah.
And she would turn it every day,
mm-hmm.
and drizzle more aquavit over it. And after 3 days, she would take it out and she would scrape off most of, you know, the herbs and slice it up really thin, and she would serve it with this amazingly sweet mustard sauce.
Sure.
And dark rye bread. I have to say, it was really divine.
So let's talk a little bit about smoking.
Mm.
Give me some ideas so I can get me some really good smoked fish. First of all, what kind of fish would you use and how would you smoke it?
Well, you would use an oily fish. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be fatty.
Such as?
So, mackerel, trout, salmon, of course. Perfect. Mm-hmm. I find it the easiest to do it on a gas grill.
Okay.
And you will buy these smoke boxes.
Yes.
It's these cast iron boxes that you can put in your grill. You have to remember to use only the side burners.
Which means indirect heat.
Indirect heat, yes. And you use hickory chips,
mm-hmm.
that you have to soak. And you put it in the box and then put in the fish. And then you just have to wait.
And it's on a low setting?
Yes. The temperature inside needs to be between 160 and 180 degrees.
Okay.
And it will take, you know, depending on how big your fish is, it will take between 1 and 3 hours.
So you're doing hot smoking?
I am doing hot smoking because cold smoking is a little more like a process.
Exactly.
And I find that hot smoking is the easiest thing to do at home.
Right. Because it also smokes and cooks the fish.
Exactly. And it just gives you this, like, the fish just, you know, the meat will come very tender, mm-hmm. very moist, and it falls off. It almost becomes like spreadable.
And how would you serve this marvelous smoked fish? Cold? What would you have accompaniments?
Well, I remember when I was a kid, we served it with small potatoes, fingerling potatoes,
yeah.
a cucumber salad, which is just cucumber sliced and mixed with vinegar, a little water, and lemon juice and some sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, lots of dill and sour cream.
That's wonderful.
It's like the perfect summer meal because it's so light, it's so fresh, you know, it's a little salty.
Right.
It's divine.
Drying is also another technique that mm-hmm. you use to preserve fish. Tell me a little bit about drying.
Well, our biggest tradition is, of course, the cod that makes bacalao.
Yeah, which we call in Portugal bacalhau.
Yes. They do it up, you know, in the north of Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of amazing because they catch the fish.
Yes.
Chop off the head. Mm-hmm. They slice it in half up to the tail. They will salt it, and then they will hang it on these drying racks that are all along the coast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the sight is just, it's incredible. It's really incredible. And it hangs there until it's dried.
So when you have this dried fish,
yes.
How do you prepare it so you can eat it? Obviously, it's dry, so you have
yes,
to reconstitute
yes, of course.
It.
You have to water it out.
Okay.
So you have to soak it in water until the meat becomes soft. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of amazing to see because the meat actually becomes like beautiful, tender, flaky. It's an amazing product, and it's not that much used
right.
anymore. It's sort of like some of those old vegetables kind of people forgot about. And I feel like dried cod is one of those things.
You mentioned that pickling is another way of preserving fish, which is fascinating to me. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know, pickled herring is huge. And I remember as a kid, I could actually eat pickled herring directly from the jar.
Really?
Yes. My grandmother wasn't a big fan, but my mother loved it. So she would do the herring pickling in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And she would buy fresh herring that she deboned and cleaned. And then she would make this brine out of salt and sugar and all kinds of spices. Like
dill
mustard
too.
Seeds, tons of dill.
Of course.
I'm from Norway, so, you know, we love our dill. And lots of onions.
Okay.
Then we would serve it on flatbread with more onion and sour cream.
Oh, that sounds
always
wonderful.
Sour cream.
Oh, Paul, you've got me hungry.
Well, that's good.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It was an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
Paulo is author of the cooking and craft book Eat and Make, as well as the publisher of Sweet Paul magazine. David Leet is publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now, Paul left us with that recipe for the simplest of simple preserved fish, his grandmother's aquavit cured salmon with mustard sauce. And David, with his Portuguese heritage, was not going to be left out, so you can find his salt cod and crab fritters as well, all for you, splendidtable.org.